In Colorado, a fire that started Saturday night in a national forest 55 miles southwest of Denver has burned some 80,000 acres. Aaron Schachter reports it's now the largest wildfire in the nation.
In recent weeks, as temperatures in Colorado hit unseasonable 80s and 90s by noon, residents have prayed for even the slightest wind to cool them down. But that same wind is wreaking havoc this week, creating a deadly blaze from what was a small illegal campfire. Sarah Maben is a district ranger in the Pike National Forest.
When we found it, it was a tenth of an acre and was creeping along the grass. And by the time we could get resources there, it got into the trees. And with the winds, I mean, we had 40, 50 mile an hour gusts. With the winds, it carried it right into the trees and right through the tree crowns.
That tenth of an acre has become the largest fire in Colorado history and the number one priority of firefighters around the country. Federal and state officials have taken the unprecedented step of closing two national forests, other federal land, and some local parks, sealing off more than 2 million acres from outdoor enthusiasts. Bill Bryant, a fire operations chief, says the blaze is so erratic that crews won't attack it head-on for fear of wind whipping the flames around them, which almost happened yesterday.
It's a real gnarly country out there, lots of steep slopes, especially in the wilderness area on the western side of the fire. That is totally inaccessible. There are no roads, no nothing in there.
Even so, crews on the ground will try again today on the east and west sides of the fire. Six helicopters and four air tankers will do much of the firefighting on the north side, the area most threatening to residents. Officials have already evacuated several thousand, mostly campers and residents of small mountain towns. But the flames are licking very close to more populated areas. And a sheriff's deputy says today could see authorities calling or knocking on doors of up to 30,000 more people. Fire Operations Chief Bryant says at this point it's a matter of keeping an eye on the fire and keeping a cool head.
You know, other than a major weather change, moisture or something, we don't have enough resources, and even all the resources we had, when the fire gets up and runs with those winds behind it, you're not going to stop the fire. It doesn't matter. So there's a very good chance this thing will get over 100,000 acres, and it very well could do that in the next couple days.
Sensing a real disaster in the making, the Federal Emergency Management Agency has stepped in with funding, pledging to cover 75% of the costs associated with fighting the fire, which will reach into the millions. Randy Welch, a FEMA public information officer, says in addition to homes and businesses, the fire now threatens a watershed supplying 60% of Denver's water, along with a few major power lines supplying electricity to the Front Range.
$1 million worth of prevention is still worth $60 million worth of cure. So if we can spend $1 million to help fight a fire and prevent it from damaging property or hurting lives, that's well worth the cost to us to prevent a bigger disaster.
This year alone, FEMA has declared 9 fires in Colorado worthy of federal help. The state received that designation just 8 times in the past decade. The head of FEMA, along with Colorado's governor, are touring the fire area today. The governor yesterday banned the use and sale of fireworks. While no one has been hurt so far, one casualty of the past few days has been communications. Crews had trouble talking with one another, and fire information officers, sheriff's deputies, and local police each gave the media mixed versions of what was happening. One erroneous report at midday yesterday suggested 40,000 people had been evacuated. Perhaps the only snippet of good news has come from the fire crew's meteorologist, Makoto Moore.
Overall, we're looking at similar conditions that we had today. Winds not as bad.
But of course, that's not such great news for residents sweating it out in late spring as temperatures reach into the 80s. For NPR News, I'm Aaron Schachter in Denver.